How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody doing great? Great. Glad to hear it. New Year's. How's everybody's resolutions coming along? Fantastic. I had Mexican food three times in the first 3 days of the year, so kind of having some trouble on my resolution. Yeah. It was to actually have it once a week, not every day of the week. What did I have today? I had pizza. That's not really Mexican food. But actually, I had palapas again last night, so that's four times. I've had it four times already this year. Anyway, hey, how many remember last week? We talked about making resolutions. Anybody remember last week? I know some of us are just like, we're already in the middle of next week. That offering bucket is it's filling up. Hey, this passing it, that's working out. I'm excited. We're banking it for the ministry. Anybody have anything they would like to share with us tonight? Aaron? Aaron's going to come tell us about his week. Is there music playing? I hear music. What is that? I'm hearing music. Do you hear that? I think it's the angels. I think it's the angels. It's coming from. Is that you, Lord? So we made resolutions last week, and hopefully we're sticking to those. We're being resolute. We're having a purpose for our lives. If you don't remember, you can go download the podcast for $2.95. All the proceeds go to my iMac fund. Man, I'm just killing it tonight. Hitting home runs. So last week, last Thursday, me and a group of folks, we went down to Reynosa, Mexico. I was going to say Mexico, but then I... What? Mexico? Well, I was going to say Mexico. Which did I say, the H or the X? More authentic. Okay, so what we did down there was we built homes for homeless people, because in Mexico there's just this huge like section where like how many people live there? Like 1,000? 2,000? About between 1,000 and 2,000 people just live in this city dump with no homes. And so a man in our church named Roland Ashby has started doing is he takes teams of people from all around the United States, and about 600 people went down December 26th, and they built 40 homes for these people. And to date, they've built like 500-and-something homes or something ridiculous like that. And so I went down to check it out and to see, because I want to take the youth group down and I want to build a house, because I think that'd be like the most coolest thing. Wow, I should have said that last week. Would have gotten a little more applause. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to show you a bunch of pictures. Oh, homes for the homeless. Isn't that cool? I'm going to show you a bunch of pictures of our trip, and I'll kind of narrate and, We'll see how it goes. So we'll get the first picture up there. I'm just going to sit down and kind of look at it. Oh, look at it with you. Anybody recognize that studly figure of a man? That's Michael. Michael Bell, the guy who played drums tonight. Give him a big hand. There's actually no purpose for me putting this picture up. I just thought it looked really cool. He's like sporting his Mute Math headphones and all that. It's cool. He's got his lowrider in the back doing hydraulics. It's cool. This is on the way to Mexico, okay, in case you're wondering. We can go on to the next picture. We stopped at Whataburger. And this is still in the U.S. We're getting our last taste of the grand U.S. of A. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Here is us just after we arrived in Mexico. We're all excited. As you can tell, we got Michael here, Mark. We're all depressed. We got Heather down here. not very happy, and Micah smiling his brains out. This is a good set of pictures. This is right outside the van. We walked into the hotel, and these are we've been in Mexico for about 5 minutes here. As you can see, we're extremely excited to be there, glad to be doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Okay, next picture. Here is where the dump is, where all the people live. You can kind of see down the streets. It's just a big mess. Let's go to the next one. That's a zoom in of the center picture. You can see, like, this is where these people live. This is a street in the what they call the Colonia, where all these people live. You can see it's just a bunch of trash on the ground. It's pretty much just a big dump. No paved roads. They just got running water. They got like 4 faucets installed a couple months ago. No real electricity. No sort of luxuries that you could think of. They don't got any Wi-Fi or iPod Nanos. That's the last joke I tell that you tell me tonight. That was Cassandra's joke. And it tanked. I'm going to be honest, it tanked. You can see all the garbage down there under Carice's feet. You see that? See all the garbage? And you can see kind of a shack off to my right. You see that? Thank you. And that's, these people take like debris from the junkyards and they turn it into houses and they try and build some sort of makeshift shelters to live in. Next picture. How many recognize this guy? Yeah, it's Nick. Next picture. That wasn't going anywhere. Here we can see the local transportation. We've got a couple burros and a burro. Burro. The Old Testament word for that is, I'm going to leave it up to your imagination. Amen. We're all sanctified here. Now you got like a little horse in the middle, Mr. Ed, like I like to call him. Hey, wait a second. I just remembered I have a laser pointer. This is cool. Man, I'm going to do this every week. So we got a little donkey there pulling what they, this is like a makeshift cart. They take like a bed of a truck, and these men for their jobs, they go out into the city and they collect like garbage, like plywood and cardboard and street signs and whatever they can get their hands on, and they bring it back and they kind of like sell it to the people that live there, and they try and build houses out of it because they have no homes. So like anything flat and hard they can find, they'll try and turn it into some sort of shelter. Let's go on to the next one. And where there are horses, there is a poo. I'm just pointing that out to you. Like, you know, we have automobiles and they put out exhausts on our street. These horses put out poop, and there's a good example of that there. There's poo everywhere, just all over the place. You can kind of guess how it smells down there. We can go to the next one. This is a little boy that, Michael, you want to tell the story about this little boy?
Yeah, so we walk into this house that I don't know what church it was, but they were building this home. They were building this home for this little kid, and he was all excited. And I took my glasses off so I could see, you know, what was going on. And the next thing I know, he takes them from me and he puts them on. So I was like, oh, hey, you know, cool, whatever. So I was just looking around, you know, looking all, you know, at everything, and I turn around, and he's got the glasses in his mouth. So I was just kind of like, you know what, you can have them. And that's the story.
So there you go. There's a story of the boy with his glasses. Michael's so generous, he gave them to him. That was great. And let's move on. Here is a little puppy we found in the middle of the street. I'm not sure what it is. It is alive. It was alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was asleep. It was just sleeping in the middle of the street. And Michael went up and kind of pet it. And that was cute. Let's go on. And here we have more dogs. down there, there are just dogs everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's like dogs. You'll be standing somewhere and you'll look down and there'll be like four dogs under your legs, and you're just like, where did you guys come from? I've been standing here for 30 seconds. And it's unbelievable how many dogs there are. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even fathom the innumerable number of dogs everywhere. And they're all the craziest mix of breeds you could ever imagine. They're all the most ugliest dogs I've ever seen. But they just live with the people, and they just walk wherever they want, and they go in the, you know, cardboard box houses, and they pretty much run the show down there. Let's go on. And there are also chickens everywhere. I don't know why, but there's a little chicken there because they eat the chickens. Okay. And here we got another one here. And this lady is, let me think of something funny real quick. She's going to run and hit it with that stick. She's got a magic wand, and she's going to turn it into fried chicken. No? Okay. Whatever. Okay, let's move on. There's just animals everywhere. This is my little brother. Why he's holding a cat, I don't know. We actually had to amputate his arm after he touched the dirty cat. So if you see Mitchell running around, don't like give him a high five. It'll kind of depress him. He'll leave you hanging. You know what I'm saying? Let's move on. Here is one of the houses. You can tell that it's not very nice. No grass out in the front lawn. Here's a Pepsi sign that they turned in. That over here, someone's turned into the front of their house area there. And so they just grab any kind of anything that they can find, and they hammer it together and try and turn it into some sort of house. Funny thing, we saw a couple people like sweeping, like right out here, and I was just like, what's under the dirt, you know? Just like more dirt. It's kind of interesting. But hey, they were sweeping, so that's cool. But you see they hang their laundry out to dry, and it's really smoggy and really smoky because they burn a lot of their trash. So like their clothes, even after they wash them, are still pretty dirty. Let's move on. Here's more houses. These are the kind of the rooftops of what these people live in. You can just see that it's just garbage everywhere and dirt everywhere and junk and filth. And I'm a pretty clean guy. You know, I like to stay clean. I like to take baths, showers, swimming pools, saunas, hot tubs, any sort of water that's fairly clean. I like to get myself into it and stay there for a while. You know, I like to be a clean guy, rub myself with soaps and all sorts of shampooage. Herbal essence, you know, whatever. I like to condition. Moving on. And this is a house that we've built. Or I didn't actually build a house this time. I just kind of went and saw what people were doing. So don't let me take credit for building a house, even though I built five on my own while I was there. It's a joke. But there were 40 houses that were built. And you can see that the landscape is changing. All these houses are popping up with these tin roofs. None of those were there before Roland had this vision to go and give these people a home. And you can really see the difference that it makes in these people's lives who have absolutely nothing. Let's move on. There's more homes. It's just really amazing to get up on a hill and look over what used to just be a total dump and people just living out in dirt, and now they have these, you know, brand new beautiful homes. Move on. I need like a little like do 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 when we go to the next slide, but I don't have one. So this is a another one of the houses that was built. You can see here there's a wheelchair ramp for the young. I'm trying to point it at the ramp. But my hand is really shaky. You can see there's a wheelchair ramp here for the boy who was in the wheelchair. So we That was cool that they built that. And they built a little porch with a little overhang there. This group made a little modification, which was cool. Let me just point that wheelchair ramp out to you one more time. Next slide, please. Who notices this devilish figure of a man, this handsome, daring, young, amazing person? What's his name? What is it? Curtis. Curtis single-handedly built 45 houses while we were down there. He was working so fast, like his clothes couldn't keep up and his shirt just like ripped off. It was a sight to behold, let me tell you. What a handsome young devil he is. Let's move on. He's actually up on the roof. And this is the house you built, right, Curtis? One of them. The one on the right is the one I tried to build while I was down there. And they just said, get out of here. We're confiscating your tools. What are you doing? Go back to America. No, but this is this person's house that they were living in. They just take whatever scrap they can find. And sometimes a family of like six or seven will be living in one of these little tiny things, and they sleep on the dirt, and it's horrible. It's really a horrible tragedy. And so this is a house, beautiful, nice house that they're building. Curtis is up here in the trees somewhere putting the roof on. Next slide. And this is what it's really all about. You can see some of the young people, the little kids. It's just kids. For every dog, there's another kid like running around behind. Running around. Four kids for every dog. There's just kids everywhere. Like you thought the dogs were out of control. These kids are nuts. They just take your glasses. Luckily, I had on some pretty lame glasses, and no kid was like, dude, I don't want those stupid glasses. But anyway, like you can see a street sign that they've kind of converted into something there. And these fences that they put together from just pieces of scrap wood. And so this is what it's really all about, is bringing hope to these people who have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. Next slide, please. And this is a family that a house was built for. You can see the mom here. Well, this is the mom and her three kids up top. And this team built a house for them that I'm circling here. And I like this guy's face. I don't know who he is, but it's making a funny face. So this is what... This is what happens when you go down there. You go and people are living in these cardboard boxes in these tin little pieces of scrap metal. And you go down there, and you go down there with some woods and some hammers and some nails. And when you leave, they have this beautiful new house that, you know, really transforms their whole outlook on life. And, you know, they believe that now they can accomplish something. Let's go on to the next one. We got some more kids. I chose this picture because this guy's rooting for the Longhorns here. I don't know if you... Oh, gangster. Shows what I know. It is? I thought it was like the Longhorns. What is the Longhorns like? That's the Longhorns. You guys are trying to, like, pervert that. Okay, well... Maybe he's just crooked. So anyway, this is what the... His hands are just frozen. This is what the... I said I wasn't going to tell any more of your jokes. So, this is what it's all about, is bringing hope to these people who have nothing. Let's move on. This is another little kid here. I know, he's cute. This guy loves his Coke. I walked by and I offered him some Pepsi and he spat in my face. He's a hardcore Coca-Cola fan. He said, no Pepsi... Hey, I don't know how he got it in there. I think they sell it from Coke straight from the factory. Like, do they really?
They sell it in the bags, right? Yeah. You can buy a
bottle. So I think it grows on the trees like that. I'm not entirely too sure, but I'm about 90% sure that they have these Coke trees and Coke plant. So this is really what Homes for the Homeless is all about. It's not Coca-Cola, but it's changing lives. You know, just when somebody, you know, is living in the dirt and one day and the next day they have this brand new amazing shelter and amazing house. It just really transforms their life into something better than it was, and it gives them a chance, a chance at life and a chance to be successful, and it's just a good thing to do, it was awesome to be able to go down and to see that and to see all these hard people at work, and they're not getting anything out of it. I mean, when you go down there and build a house, it's not like you turn around and sell it for, a couple thousand dollars or anything. The people building the homes aren't making buku's amount of money. They're actually paying to go do it. And that's what's really, really kind of cool about the whole thing, is that it's people just, being Christ to these other people and going out and really just showing what the love of God's all about. And so tonight I just, wanted to share that with you guys. And whoever went to Homes for the Homeless, can you stand and can you just like come up here real quick? I want everybody to see who you are. Come up front. Let's give a hand to these heroes. Stand up on the stage. Could we get up on the stage area there so they can all really, really see your face? So you can see that it's just guys like you who are going down there and really transforming the culture and changing the landscape. And so I just want to give an opportunity to anybody who wants to say anything about it, what you experienced, how it was. I'm going to give you that chance. And if you don't want to say anything, you can just pass the mic on to the next person, okay? So I'm going to start with you. I'm just going to hand you the microphone. You ready for this? All right.
You should all go sometime. What?
I'll say something. All right. Well, I was on a team. You saw me in a picture. I built a house. And, it really touches you when you give them those keys to the new house. Like, I don't know. I was looking at it, and this kid, he's playing with Hot Wheels. Who here played with Hot Wheels when they were little? Or Barbies. Okay. One of the two. They're kind of the same. Guys and girls, whatever. But he was just playing with it on the dirt floor. And then all the wheels get all grimy and it doesn't work. And he just throws it away. And then we gave him a wood floor. And now he can play with Hot Wheels and save it. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe that doesn't hit y'all the same way. But if I was a kid and I couldn't play with my Hot Wheels, I don't know. They got nothing, and we give them a home, and that's really cool. So,
I think everyone should go at least one time because you really need to see how dumpy it is, and how much we have here, and how little they don't have. It's a good eye opener. Praise him.
I just want to say that. These pictures don't really tell you what it's like, they don't really say anything. They don't really show you what it looks like. I mean, they're nice pictures, but sorry, hitting puberty. No, but when you're there, when you smell it, and when you walk in on it, and it, like, I was only there. These guys were there for like a week. Right, building houses. I was there for like a day and a half, and I was about to die. And I didn't even do anything. I was just like walking around. So it's really good to see, how differently we are. Like the people in Mexico, like they're really poor, but they're still happy. They're still like content with what they have. And like it's kind of like a wake up call just to go and see all that. You realize how fortunate you are just to have your own bed. Stuff like that. So I encourage each of you to go at least once, soon. And God will bless you. Amen. Praise God.
At the end of the day, you will smell. You will feel dirty. You will be tired for an entire week. You will feel like this, but it's awesome. And I think you all should go at least once. And because we're from Roland Church, we get a better price.
I went to homes. I've been going to Homes for the Homeless for about 4 years now, and it's different from the U.S. from going around in paved streets to dirt, humps, and dead things, and trash. But, you know, you go down there, and these people, they have, like, nothing, and they're basically living under a box. And you go down there, and you've never met them, and you go down there, and you give them a house full of stuff. And, you know, just seeing the look on their face and just being there for when you give them the house is enough to make you want to go back. And I think everyone should go at least once, you know, if not more. But it's a lot of fun, so.
I've gone quite a few times, and each time it's still pretty good. I think John pretty much summed it up on all the stuff we do, and it's great every time we go. So. Best.
Oh. No. Okay, I've been going for about. Yeah, I've been going for a while, and it changes every time. Like, just because you build a house, that's not all of it. You can still go and do other ministries, like children's ministries, or women's or men's ministry. Or you can even, like, if you don't want to go out there, you can make sandwiches, because they have to make, like, so many a day. But it, every time God has taught me something different. Like, this time it was about the fellowship and respect, because a lot of things happened that in one day that has never happened in Homes for the Homeless history. But, yeah, it's really good. My brother summed it, the rest up, so, yeah.
Let's give these people a hand. And thank you. You can take your seats unless anybody else wants to say anything. Didn't think so. A couple more points to touch on. These people, when you go down there, you don't have to eat gross food. They make nice food for you, and you don't have to sleep in the dump. They put you up in a really, really nice hotel, and something that really, like, struck me was that all these people, the majority of them were, like, happy people, you know? They weren't, like, down and upset that they're living in a dump. They all, you know, had a smile on their face, and when you say, hey, how you doing, they'd smile back at you real big, and, man, I'm, you know, just doing great. They'd say something in Spanish, and I just interpret it for myself. But I'm sure I got it pretty close, I guess. But, you know, they're all really, you know, happy people. And a lot of times us here, we have so much to be thankful for and grateful for. We live in amazing houses, and we drive, you know, amazing vehicles, you know, and we're not having to clean up after our cars the majority of the time, which is a good thing. You know, our cars aren't putting out poo, you know, like their donkeys are. And it's really great. And so tonight I just want to leave you with one verse and one thought. And the verse is from Matthew 5:5. This is from the Beatitudes. I'm going to take it from the Message. And it says, you're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. This is like such a deep statement that Jesus said. It's when you're content with what you have, and when you're content with what you are, then you'll be happy for the rest of your life, and you'll realize that you already own everything you need to be happy and be successful in life. I'm going to wrap this up really quick because I think my voice is just like totally going away. This is funky. Okay. Battling. I'm battling allergies and this is unbelievable. I don't even think I can, like, keep talking. Yeah, I know. I've been drinking water like crazy. Like, this was all the way to the top when I started talking. I'm like a camel up here. Ugh. Man, I don't think I should have screamed like that. I think that like, made things worse. Okay, so my thought that I'm going to leave you with is realize that wherever you are, whatever your current circumstances are in life, there's always someone around you that you can bless. Someone in your life you can reach out and you can touch and you can make their life a little better. Whether it's just saying, good morning, mom, hey, I love you this morning. You know, that'll make like half of your moms in here, probably every single one of your moms in here, make their day, or probably make their week. It's our responsibility to open our eyes. A lot of times we just focus on ourselves and focus on what we need and what we want and how we can get the best out of life. We need to open our eyes and see the people around us in our everyday lives. And then it's our responsibility to take action and do something about the people who are needy and the people who are hurting. I'm not crying for those of you who are wondering. I just can't talk. Sure. I just need some tissue. That's all I need, you know, and then I'll be all right. We're going to have a little cry fest here in a little bit. So that's it. I just want to challenge you guys and encourage you that whoever you are, wherever you come from, whatever your background is, that there will be somebody in your life, probably every day of your life, that you can bless, that you can reach out and you can touch. So I'm going to challenge you this week to, like, reach out and, like, touch someone. You know, it's like a slogan, but to reach out and bless somebody this week. You know, make it a point. I'm gonna make someone's life better this week. I'm gonna tell my mom I love her. I'm gonna take the garbage out without being asked. I'm going to give somebody $5 who could really use it. Asked? Are you laughing about that? Is that what everybody's laughing about? You know, I'm going to take somebody out to lunch or dinner who, you know, really maybe can't afford a nice dinner or something. A friend of yours, or whatever, you know, just good things that we can do as Christians to show the love of God, practical things that make people's weeks. And then I want you to log on and tell me about it, and here's how you can do it. You can go to mutematt.com or myspace.com/mutematt. Send me a message, send me a comment. Tell me what you did that was practical to help somebody else out this week. I think that it would be really cool to put together a list of some of the things that we're doing to just kind of touch people's lives around us. I'm not going to, like, put your name out there or anything like that, but, you know, just be cool to kind of get an idea, because you think, like, oh, I'm not really making that big of a difference. You know, I'm just, like, helping my mom out with the dishes. But imagine if, like, we all helped our mom out with the dishes. That'd be, like, 100 moms who, like, didn't have to do dishes. Think about that. There'd be 100 moms who are, like, happy. That's, like, a big deal, you know? And, you know, when we work together, we can really make a difference, like if we work together on a house. So, I'm going to wrap this up since I can't talk anymore. I don't know what the deal is with this. Hopefully next week I'll be able to talk. Amen. Amen. We're going to be putting the game on the screen here for those who are into football. But if you're into football, you probably wouldn't be here right now. So I'm going to pray more into Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. I like the way you think. So we got the cafe open. We got nachos. We got the game on the big screen. You're welcome to stick around for as long as you like. And God bless. All right? Lord Jesus, I thank you for all these youth who made it out tonight. Lord, I pray you protect them on their way home. Lord, keep them safe. Lord, keep them safe throughout the week. I pray you'd be with them every day of this week. Lord, that you'd bring them back here next week safe. Lord, that you would inspire them and challenge them to make a difference in their world, to reach out and touch somebody in need in their lives, that you would let them know that there's somebody that they know that could use a touch from them and a touch from you. And I thank you for doing all these things in our lives and for healing my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.